Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So happy to have you with me again today, and I pray as you study the Word of God that you're being filled with His Spirit, and the Word of God is just washing over your soul day by day as you're learning the principles of the Bible. As you can understand this, that God is teaching you by His Holy Spirit. So we want to go to Him in prayer and ask Him to bless us today as we take on another study together. Heavenly Father, it is a joy to know that every single day we can open the Word of God and You'll speak to us. That's what we want and desire today, Lord, that You will speak to our hearts and minds. Lord, that our eyes and ears will be open to receive from You the things, the principles, the truths of Your kingdom by Your Holy Spirit, and that You will empower us to live in a way that's pleasing to You in this world. We bless You. We thank You again for Your Word, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is In All the Palaces and Other Places. It's taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, and verse 13. After greeting the Philippian church from a prison in Rome, Paul wrote what happened to him that resulted in the furtherance of the gospel. In chapter 1 and verse 13 of his letter to the Philippians, Paul shares how widespread his bonds became. He wrote, "So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places." The verse begins, "So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace." Paul continued his thoughts about the spreading of the gospel by letting the church in Philippi know two benefits of his bonds in Christ, or devices or means of restriction because of the cause of Christ Jesus. The first was they were manifest, which means apparent, recognized, evident, or known in all the palace, which was the headquarters in a Roman camp, the tent of the commander-in-chief. When cities were conquered, the victors often took over palaces and set up governors and other leadership within them. Paul conveyed the idea that everyone who was in the palace knew the reason he was in prison was because he shared the gospel of Jesus Christ. The verse continues, "And in all other places." In addition to all the palace, Paul wrote that his bonds were known in all other places as well. Those who dwelt in the area surrounding the palace and location where Paul was incarcerated knew about his imprisonment as well. Paul saw his occasion to be in bonds as an opportunity to share the gospel with any and everyone with whom he could share Jesus Christ. We often think of an arrest as a bad occurrence, and it usually is. However, in Paul the Apostle's case, it was used as an occasion to share about Jesus Christ. Prisoners were usually chained to a Roman guard to prevent escape as they sat in the prisons. And Paul saw this as a captive audience. He told them of the love, grace, and forgiveness that is offered through receiving Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. Perhaps as we think about Paul's words, we might do well to ask, how would we be if we were suddenly arrested for being a follower of Jesus Christ? Would there be a furtherance of the gospel because we were contained? Would people know about our bonds in all the palace and all other places? Perhaps as we think about these things, we may be inspired to examine how well those around us know our witness of Jesus Christ while we are not in prison. And from that examination, may we be inspired to share the love, grace, and forgiveness of Jesus Christ with everyone of whom life chains us. Next time, Paul shares how the brethren reacted to Paul's bonds. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.